All right, what's the mystery? Everybody's wondering what transpired out of two different issues, because I realize we've got two completely different issues with this house. We got an issue of a hell of a water coming in the basement on one side. I'm still changing out towels. It's almost like been a week since the way too much rain, monsoon, and the basement's still getting water coming in that wall. I lost track how many loads of wash of towels. I'm not buying any more towels. This is ridiculous. This is when you don't own a home and you rent, and the landlord has to deal with it. You know? That's the wonderful part of renting. But in this day and age, rentals are ridiculous. They're three times as much as a mortgage, and you got these big businesses and companies going in, buying all these properties up, wanting four times your income, and just stupid stuff is ridiculous. You don't even encounter that in a mortgage application. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. It is a crazy world. I did not get much sleep, maybe 4.5 hours, get ready to lay down here in a few. I just got to take a nap. I got to take a time out for myself. I have no energy left. I've been up on and off all day. I'm sure neighbors can verify between, had enough visitors today. People let me know they're coming out to the property, of course, not just showing up. Can't do that. Got to respect people, man. You just can't pop on up at people's houses, period. You can't do that. You cannot do that. This is a real reason why what's going on is vandalism and trespassing of a roofer who was just going to say hired. It wasn't by the insurance company. And had no idea. We didn't know. Truth. And is all over the roof and the property. And we're not aware. And the people who hired them, they're not the ones on the mortgage loan, on the title and deed. But they proceeded and had somebody over like you think they own the house, and they don't. That's just called disrespect and not respecting people's boundaries, privacy. It's not okay. Period. It was never okay. It's not okay. This is not the first time this has happened. This has happened numerous times. I've literally have asked the individuals, please, okay? I don't want anybody showing up at the property, and this is why. Okay, before, when Blue had epilepsy, it was a clear reason why. She's on medicine, she's not doing well, okay? I don't want to rile her up and stuff, okay? Please don't, all right? And then still come on the property unannounced, still show up. This happened in Ohio. This stuff was going on in Ohio. The same individuals showing up. Showing up on the porch, hiding behind the porch wall. You look outside, you don't see them. They're hiding. If you have to hide yourself behind the wall and somebody's placing healthy boundaries, hey, listen, healthy boundaries, time out. This relation dysfunction is not working. I'm removing myself from the equation. I want to be left alone. You have to figure out as an adult your part in the dysfunction. But that doesn't mean forcing yourself over somebody's property. I'm not the only one this has happened to. I had an aunt. I talked to my cousin, Randy, and I had an aunt who had a force on their property too. At their place of employment, at their property, it was nonstop. I don't know how she had a hell of a patience, all I gotta say. This ain't the first rodeo, but this is just repetitive behavior. I don't get it. Nobody gets it. I don't get it. But you can't go just be bopping over on somebody's property, looking in windows, walking around, having people get on your roof, The water issue is separate from the issue with this guy who had no idea. He's going to protect himself, and he's not going to protect anybody else but himself and his business. Period. And then people who contact him, he's going to protect himself. Period. He's going to protect himself, and rightfully so. Guy had no idea. But you don't go ripping off shingles and playing, playtime on the roof and writing all over the roof when the people who are homeowners Myself and Eric have no idea who you are, why you're over, and what the hell you're doing on the roof. Absolutely. On the videos, looks absolutely crazy. I mean, videos catching people coming on property, walking around the property, looking in windows. And the thing is when you tell people, listen, don't do that. And you've said it over and over again. You need to look at the bigger picture, as my therapist said. You know, we're past emotion. Now we're thinking logically. There is no respect at all for you or Eric when it comes to your property. It's the same people not respecting you. And they're teaching other people now is a pattern of how to not respect you and giving people green light to disrespect you. If you continue to allow it and not stop it, it's only going to get worse with time. The disrespect stops today. Okay? It can't happen anymore. Now, if you would have did this to them, I would have did this stuff. Oh, hell. Oh, my God. I would have had the feds. I would have had the mob. I'd had everybody at my house. It's the truth. You know? If you don't think that's okay, somebody doing it to you, why are you continue disrespecting? Why do you continue not respecting at all? If you don't respect me, I don't need you in my life. And I don't want anybody in my life who has no respect for me. Respect works both ways. Especially you ask somebody nicely, please don't come over at the house unannounced. There's real valid reasons why. Valid reasons why. It has taken over a year, and I finally had my meeting, which is e-visit, on how I'm doing, changing everything up with oncology and hospital specialists to manage the pain. Real pain from this tumor getting real big. And we are literally, I am ecstatic to say, I'm having a hell of a lot better days because we're about 90% of the pain being under control. And it took oncology and a hospital specialist to get the pain under control of constantly changing things around, calling things in, doing this, doing that, before we do the medical equipment with Medtronic. We went through a process with insurance company. I have two insurance plans, and they're going to be covering the surgery. They're going to be covering the equipment. They're going to be covering the hospital stay. I've got everything squared away, you know. And the week of Easter, I got actually happy news. You know, having the pain under control 90% has taken a long-ass time, okay? It's a lot of stuff I got to take. I got to take stuff to sleep. I got to take it, take up, down. It's like, you know. But I'm going to do what I got to do because I got a lot of life still left to live. And it's not my time for the good Lord to call me home. But good Lord doesn't want to see me going through unnecessary stress either from people who should be respecting me and they have zero respect. They don't love me because they don't respect me. And if you don't respect someone, you don't love them. And if you don't love someone, you're not going to respect them. And if somebody asks you nicely, please don't show up on the property. It looks strange. Neighbors watching this stuff. It looks weird. And people walking all over looking in your windows. You don't do this stuff. You don't do that stuff. If I could put a moat, a castle moat around the whole property, I would. Just so people would give me some damn peace and privacy. Peace. I'm entitled at my age to have some peace. If I ask you, and I don't care who you are, and some people on totem pole hold a title, and you're literally, deliberately, constantly disrespecting, and you have no respect, you use excuses why you're disrespecting, that's not love. Must be a bully and a tyrant. I don't get it. That's deranged. I don't do that to you. Why are you doing it to me? Ain't no way I'm going to go hire nobody, going over, bebopping over anybody's property, go climbing over all over their house like a gorilla. Okay? Serious. Maybe they need some gorilla glue. At least do something, you know, to help out. Instead, ripping off shingles, throwing them on the ground, leaving them there. Didn't even leave a business card. Insurance company, the kicker part today. Eric's on the phone with insurance company numerous times today. I'm on the phone with insurance company. I'm giving my side because the side is in the videos and everything going on. Eric's doing the same thing. Yes, we've had, you know, you have to get the police involved. You got to get a police report for insurance company. Insurance company will handle it. They'll handle it legally. It's out of my hands. This is Eric's property. It's between Eric and insurance company. This is out of my hands. Anything legally, criminally, whatever, it's out of my hands. Vandalism, trespassing, out of my hands. You know? Can't do nothing about it. But there's no way I'm just going to sit there and hire somebody and go on anybody's property, especially if on their on a totem pole up there, and have them just go over and not people not know, and then realize they vandalized the property? Like I'm throwing things around? They're jumping on the house like a damn gorilla? And not even leaving, his insurance company said, they didn't even leave a business card. But how not smart to pull up on the property with cameras loaded in the trees in the front and the back and all over the damn place. That picks up your plate. It picks up your car. It picks up the make of your car, the make. And I can zoom in and literally see your board that you're writing on. Yeah. Just download security camera footage and zoom it on in. But then when you tell people, listen, you know what? They figured out it was you. And you'll have people that literally will take it to the grave and lie and find excuses. I'll literally have a person on the phone literally sit there and say, well, are you sure that the roofers prior didn't come over and do that stuff? What? I have two cell phones that are under the same cell phone plan. And I have cell phone records. And every number can be literally pulled up by insurance company if they want to. They have access, full access, whatever they want. Okay? If I'm going to call a roofing company that I used, and it's the same roofing company, it hasn't changed, I wouldn't have this problem. And secondly, Eric, we're trying to work, as the attorney said, we're working on selling the house. Okay? We're putting all things aside right now. We're focusing on the house, getting it to sell. We got to get this house sold. It has to be sold, period, sooner than later. We got water coming in the house, taking in on. We sell it as is, or we just sell it. And when people say with their inspectors, I'm like, this is fixed, sorry. The sellers are not willing to put any more money. We have literally spent over $55,000 in this house. That is crazy. Over $55,000 in every receipt I saved. I saved everything. Because I knew there's going to come a time this house is going to sell. This was just temporary. We had nowhere else to close to find a house in October to close in less than 30 days. We can go either way, as realtor says, since decline. You can either sell it as is, or you can just sell it like we normally do. And when they do inspections, I'm sorry, they're not willing to budge. But are we willing to budge on the price? You know, because they want this and the roof's going to be, you know. We don't know with the insurance company if they're going to accept this claim because there was vandalism on the property. The same morning, Eric files a claim, less than 2 hours, the insurance company looked at all this and we figured out today the great mystery. Less than 2 hours, this person on the phone is trying to say, well, insurance company makes sense about, maybe you used the roofers you had before. You just gave yourself away. You're admitting your guilt in a roundabout way. But you've lied so much to me for so many years, I don't trust you. And I told you I don't trust you. And you literally force yourself over. You've done this in Ohio. It has caused marital problems. It's caused arguments. It creates anxiety for me. And it affects my health. I have a right to peace. Just like you have a right to peace. And I don't see me doing this to your house. And forcing my way over, looking at all your windows, going all over the place, and then hiring some strange people all over your roof like a gorilla. Because I know darn well they would not be okay with that. And nobody else would be okay with it either. It's just, if you look, as a therapist said today, it's just one thing. There's no respect at all. There's no respect. They have no respect for you. It's been like that. There's just no respect. And it can't continue. Because now we have a bigger mess with the insurance company. There's legal stipulations and things that are going to be done. It's vandalism. And the insurance company and the bank have an interest in the house because there's still an active loan. It's not paid in full. Okay? They insure the house. And when there's vandalism, well, that's going to get a police report. And the police report's going to deal with it with the insurance company. And so are the videos of this guy with the insurance company, his tag, who he is, phone calls made. And trust me, the guy will literally, and he has, and he will, say everything that needs to be said. It was not an insurance company, third-party contractor, because they would have literally had to be in the house by the time Eric filed insurance claim. They didn't even have someone assigned an adjuster, claims adjuster. This person literally showed up out of nowhere and rolling up on the property, unannounced, not invited, climbing all over the roof, leaving a mess behind, and throwing things all over the place. And the people who thought they were doing me a favor by hiring them is not what I asked I needed help with. They knew exactly what I asked I needed help with. If you want to act like who you should be to me, I asked you what you can do to help me. But you didn't do anything to help me. You made matters worse for not just me, but for Eric. And this is not the first time this has happened. This stuff was going on in Ohio. I got the hell out of Ohio and moved away because I don't want to be around any craziness, toxicity, dysfunction. I don't want to be around no stress, no drama. I am too damn old now in my life. I've been through medical stuff and I survived. And this is a selfish ass season. And this is about me now. I'm an empath and I've put people before me my entire life. Every relationship you could think of, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not going to change how I feel. I'm not going to do it. Well, I'm working on me now. Me. We have four kids. Working on the house to get sold. But this literally, folks, has happened. And I'm not the first on the rodeo to be having, being forced over at somebody's property, calling constantly, stop at the property. As my cousin Randy said, it's just, it went on and on and on. That's not okay. I don't know what makes somebody do that stuff. And somebody, you got to respect people. You got to respect the people. You sure the hell don't love them. And doing, forcing yourself over, and people got security cameras, and if you think they're not running, they're running. And times people got to understand, depending on security cameras, when they're running, okay, and you don't have time to look at all the videos, and you got something like vandalism, what we experienced going on, all you do is you contact the security company, and I had to do it early this morning, because there was things that needed from the insurance company. I had them take a little frame of a timeline on all the cameras. They will reset your cameras to reset the videos that you deleted accidentally, and they'll put them back on your account. You got to get it within 48 hours, because once you delete them, after 48 hours, they're completely gone. Every security camera company is different. You can turn the lights off on security cameras. I'm just giving you a little FYI, because people think like, oh, because I don't see any lights or anything activated. Well, people got a rude awakening today because they're all activated. They've always been activated. You know, I don't need to have a blue and red and green and yellow light on. You can cover those things up, folks, and they still work perfectly fine. That's right. People have security cameras on your property. You can take electrical tape and cover all the pretty little Christmas colors on them, and they're still working. The thing is our cameras pick up not just like almost a 360, but they're picking up, and it has the best sound system, every single word somebody's saying. Yeah. And we figured out today. It was like a 30% shot, as attorney said, that this is not an insurance company, okay? Or a 30% shot it is. 70% it's these people. Because there's no respect. They don't respect you, okay? They don't respect Eric. They don't respect the property. And it's both your properties, but it's also, and there's a shared interest, see? There's an insurance company. It's their property, too, and the bank. So when there's vandalism, trespassing, especially the vandalism part, that's insurance company. If you want to pick between vandalism and trespassing, which one you want to go, pick your vandalism, folks. That's going to hold a lot harder, okay? Insurance company is going to have an easier time with vandalism. You know, if you delete your videos on your security camera, because every podcast is going to have a learning lesson here on moving forward, and it has for a while. Make it podcast worthy, folks. Share your knowledge, wisdom with other people. I got a hell of a lot. You know, I've dealt with a hell of a lot of disrespect. And a lot of, and to be honest, it's the same. It's the same group of people. It's been that way for eons. There's a reason you remove yourself. You can love people who they are on the totem pole. I love you. I'll always love you for who you are. But I'm sorry. For the rest of my life on earth, I gotta love you from a distance. Because you're creating a lot of problems, stress, anxiety. Now vandalism, trespassing, it can't continue any longer. It's been going on way too long. And I've been so nice just to let things slide. But this time the insurance company has control over the situation and they're not letting it slide. And neither is the person that holds the most interest, and that's Eric, because this is his VA loan. So I'm sorry, it's out of my hands. Now you have to deal with Eric and the insurance company and anything else they need from police reports, whatever they need on vandalism, security camera footage. I think everybody's got enough. Things have to stop, you know? Sometimes you gotta love people from a distance, a far-ass distance. I'm sorry, you know? It has to happen. You gotta respect yourself. You can't be a pushover. You can't let people constantly, you keep people letting people cross the boundaries, no matter how you put it across the whole, every single wall of your house. Listen, this is why I can't have people just showing up. This is why I can't have people just show up on the property. I can't have these contractors coming up and just bebopping over. Today was a good example on all security cameras. I watched people from the county, from the city, insurance company. It was constantly people in and out of his house all day. I got my 4.5 hours of sleep at that. And they did the right thing. They called. They called before they got here. They saw the no trespassing signs and everything, and you know, no matter what situation on no trespassing signs, and they called when they left. That's called respecting each other, like delivery drivers. There's no excuse why the same people disrespected privacy and peace in Ohio, where I lived, and now they're doing it out of state and coming over to Indiana doing it. And all on security camera. It's not a joke. It's not a lie. It's not. I don't get it. It's not for me to figure out and get into somebody's brain why they continue doing things they do. I worry about myself and making changes in my life and taking care of what I need to. And, you know, as adults, we learn from experiences. The hardest and worst of times is the greatest lessons you learn. That's the greatest wisdom. You file folder in your brain and use it for future. If you're doing the same old thing and you're getting the same old result and it ain't working, and if it ain't working and you need the next time it happens, you need to do it a whole different way. Yeah? Sorry if you hurt people's feelings, but somebody's doing what they're doing. They know what they're doing. If you know what you're doing, something's wrong, and then you want to lie about it and you want to cover it up, or you want to throw it on somebody else and have them cover for you, don't do it in the first place. As a society, we have to respect one another. Especially when it comes to your property. People have to respect one another's properties. Because you got to remember, insurance company has the last and final say. And when it comes to vandalism, that stuff doesn't slide. They're going to figure out. And they did. Who, what, when, and how, why. And then they'll proceed ahead. Allow insurance company to do what they got to do, you know? And whoever has the biggest interest in the property, who's holding the loan, VA, and all that stuff, is the party of both. I have interest in this property as well. But when it comes to this situation, I'm third in line. Insurance company's first. Eric. And mortgage. It's incredibly just disturbing that this stuff continues. This stuff was going on in Ohio. And all it did is I move out of state, and it literally, the same people following and causing the same problems out of state for over a decade now. When you remove yourself from the equation, you see clear. I see clear as a Windex commercial. Yeah, I remove myself. You love people from a distance, and that's what I'm going to do here on out, because it's not okay. And if the tables were turned, I promise you, it wouldn't be okay for me doing it to them. No way, no how. And none of them would be putting up with it. No way, no how. And they could listen to this podcast and they know they wouldn't. But for some reason, however, then whatever reason, there's no respect. Because there's no love. People that don't respect you, and clearly I don't have respect from the same circle, have no love either. You can love them back, but you gotta love from a distance, because stuff can't continue. It's unnecessary. I'm an adult, I'm not a child, and I'm just not gonna put up with it anymore, period. But I don't know what's gonna happen with the claim. because they have to address the vandalism as well. I think everybody has, they got, insurance company has everything they need at this point. The water issue has been addressed, so we know the water issue, we know what's going on. trying to figure out how to handle that. You ever notice, Tim, I say this, is when you remove people that they know they're causing intentional problems that are going to cause stress because they have no respect for you, and you remove yourself from the equation and you love from a distance and you place healthy boundaries and there's no communication, and I'm guilty as hell of this, okay? And then you give time and you go back into relationship to re-entertain it, okay? Have things changed? I'm giving you a chance. So you can sit yourself down and figure out what your part was in the dysfunction and the problems in the relationship, and then you bring them back to the table and it's the same thing. And you realize that dark juju, not good, demonic evil energy, something not good. You know when something's not good, your gut starts kicking, you start feeling sick, you know, you get around people that are bringing the same juju. I don't know if it's your loved ones. I believe it's your guardian angels, your loved ones up in heaven that are protecting you, saying, no. You know, you got to learn, because this is going to go the same way again, over and over again. Okay? Especially if somebody literally sits you down before they pass away and they tell you, like they told me and Eric, is you stay away from this person. Because it's not going to be good if you don't. I'm asking you, please stay away. You'll be better off. And they're telling you twice. And their passing's been a while now. And everything they said's come true. And other people chime in on what they experienced. It's a point like the video. Now you're hurting your damn self. Don't feel bad. Just because somebody holds a title. That's no excuse though. And when that bad energy and that bad feeling, that bad juju, and things start going crazy, when you invite the same people that aren't, they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They're fully aware of their actions, and they know what they're doing is going to cause problems, and you keep bringing them back. You're allowing them to keep causing problems. Okay? Remove yourself. Walk away. Don't look back. And by people's titles, you know, it doesn't say you can't love them. No, but you got to love them from a distance. Period.